Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. And just reminding you about Tri-State Livestock News. If you're ready for the ultimate ranching revelation, dive into a world beyond the pasture with Tri-State Livestock News. Unearth the secrets of successful breeders, immerse in the thrill of rodeo news, and explore exciting upcoming events. With a focus on everything from grains to performance horses, they are the Rancher's Weekly Bible. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read, and of course you can discover more at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News. I have to start things off with a ghost story because here we are, a week away from Halloween.
I know it. It's almost here. Do you have your costume ready?
No, not yet.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you. Okay, are you going to have one this year?
Probably not. I haven't for quite a while, so okay. I probably won't delve into that. But I do
You led me astray.
I have a ghost story for you today.
Okay. I've got a couple short ones.
There's a lot of stories out there about haunted schools. And so I started doing a little bit of research on some of these. And I thought this was kind of an interesting one. Parker Road Elementary School. It was built in Florissant, Missouri. The building was constructed on land that was once used as a graveyard.
Oh, dear.
Now,
see, that was their first mistake. What were they thinking?
Now buildings are built on former graveyards all the time. And the graves are relocated to new land elsewhere.
Well, oh, sure they are.
Well, many believe that when this particular graveyard was relocated, they missed a few graves, which would mean that there are still some bodies residing below the elementary school. As anyone who has seen poltergeist would know, this is a sure way to cause a haunting. The restless spirits of those still buried beneath Parker Road are said to roam the halls. Students have heard the sounds of a girl weeping in the bathroom, only to find it unoccupied. Spooky enough, but thankfully the weeping girl mainly sticks to her spectral self and doesn't cause many problems. Unlike another spirit within the school, a woman in an emerald-colored dress is said to have been the main terror of the elementary, per Missouri Ghosts magazine.
Ooh.
The woman, who said to have no eyes in her ghoulish head, has not only been spotted by several students, but has allegedly chased them through the school's corridors. It's not only the students who have had ghostly encounters. Some teachers claim to hear disembodied screams when they're there working after hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
there
in Parker Road Elementary School in Missouri. So, I just thought maybe you'd want to think about that as we count down to Halloween.
Wonder if you see a ghost, if that gets you out of homework.
I don't know if it could be post-traumatic ghost disorder or something.
It might be.
Not sure.
I got one here for you that has absolutely nothing to do with Halloween. After nearly 50 years of marriage, a couple was lying in bed watching television when the wife felt her husband begin to massage her in ways he hadn't in quite some time. It almost tickled as his fingers started at her neck and then began moving down past the small of her back. He then caressed her shoulders and neck, slowly working his hands down, stopping just over her stomach. He then proceeded to place his hands on her left inner arm, working down her side, passing gently over her bottom and down her leg to her calf. Then he proceeded up her thigh, stopping just at the uppermost portion of her leg. He continued in the same manner on her right side, then suddenly stopped, rolled over, and became silent. As she had become quite aroused by this caressing, she asked in a loving voice, "Honey, that was wonderful. Why did you stop?" To which he responded, "I found the remote."
Uh-oh. Some of my facts that will actually teach you something. A cubic inch of bone is about 4 times as strong as concrete. Did you know that? You can get a rough estimate of the temperature by counting the number of times a cricket chirps in 15 seconds and then add 37. I'm not sure if that's true or not.
Yeah, that I am intrigued by that, and I have never heard that.
There are more public libraries than McDonald's restaurants in the U.S., so that's probably a good thing.
Yeah.
The voices of Yoda and Miss Piggy were done by the same person. Did you know that?
No. I wonder how many of those little kind of things we'd be surprised about.
AOL, which would stand for America Online when it first came out, still earns more than $100 million every few months from dial-up subscribers. Now, this has been a few years ago, but I'm not sure.
I wonder what it currently is. That'd be worth checking out. We should check that out.
Probably still making something out of that anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. You've been listening to The Good Stuff.